Chapter 2. At 12:30, Donald Stewart, polite and formal behind a white goatee beard and metal-framed glasses, arrived for the afternoon shift in the library. Morwenna was on her way again. As she lifted a leg over her bicycle and crammed her bag in the front basket, she heard him talking quietly to Louise.
"I believe I can communicate with the dead. There is a definite presence here, a strange coldness to the air."
Morwenna smiled at the thought of Louise and Donald trying to contact the ghost. She followed a bus around a road island into town, towards the front, where the proper Ansom tea room stood, painted white and blue, with a panoramic window overlooking the sea. An old white van was parked outside. Blue letters on the side that read, "Jack the Painter," a cartoon of a young man smiling with a brush in his hand. A ladder was leaning against the wall, under the topmost window of Tamsin's flat above the shop. Morwenna tugged her bike inside and rushed to the toilets, coming out moments later wearing an apron. She grinned in the direction of the young woman with the light brown ponytail, blue-striped T-shirt and dungaree shorts, who was collecting cups on a tray.
"Time for my afternoon shift," Morwenna flapped her arms. "I'm all sweet-smelling now. Nothing like a good wash and some strong deodorant, as my mum always said."
"Tell the old tea shop, why don't you, mum?"
Tamsin Pascoe grinned, pulling a face. Morwenna looked around. A couple in anoraks were inspecting the cutlery. A family of four in the corner nibbled a shared cake. A curly-haired man in paint-spattered overalls was slouched in a chair, eating a scone, pushing half of it into his mouth. Morwenna nodded to him.
"How are you doing, Jack?"
The young man tried his best to reply with his mouth full.
"Fine, thanks, Morwenna."
"Are you on your lunch break?" She took in his overalls.
"Or just here for a chat with your fiancée?"
Jack Greenwood looked momentarily awkward, until Morwenna gave him a friendly wink. Tamsin took over.
"I've asked Jack to give the outside wall a lick of paint while the weather holds."
Jack finished the scone. "Tam wants the flat upstairs painted too." Tamsin grinned.
"Now we're both living here, I thought it was time for a smart new look. Jack's going to give the place a complete facelift and do Eloine's room. She wants sunshine yellow walls."
"She's our little ray of sunshine."
Morwenna gazed towards Jack, who was washing the scone down with tea. Tamsin moved towards Morwenna, muttering,
"Mum, can you take over here? I need to get back behind the counter. Table 2 want cream teas, and table 5 have one piece of cake between them. See if you can get them to buy some drinks."
"Right." Morwenna glanced at Jack, who put his feet up on a chair, and she stifled a smile. 9 months ago, he'd arrived from somewhere up country, met Tamsin, and began a painting and decorating business from a tiny bedsit. Then a month ago, he moved into the flat. Morwenna thought he seemed like a nice young man, but in her heart she worried that they'd set up home too quickly. She believed in taking time over decisions, but she knew why they'd moved so quickly. They were impetuous, in love, and they wanted to be a family, with a Lewin at the heart. Morwenna wondered how her granddaughter would adapt. Her family's happiness was everything. Her own relationship to Ruin Pascoe, Tamsin's father, had been happy at first. It had lasted well. Then it had become routine. Then it was nothing. Finally, it was over, 18 months ago. She wanted more than that for Tamsin. Besides, Jack would be a stepfather to Eluin, and Morwenna hoped that Tamsin had someone who'd care for her. Jack seemed to love the little 5-year-old girl, swinging her high at every opportunity, making her laugh. After all, Eluin would never know her real dad. Morwenna wasn't even sure that Tamsin did, but that was another story, and as far as Morwenna was concerned, the less said about that, the better. Eluin came first.
"Mum!"
Tamsin hissed. Morwenna had been staring through the window towards the rushing sea in dreamland.
"Sorry!"